Blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moves in the morning and all day.
Triple M. Triple M.
Senior Sergeant Daniel Strawn on the phone today. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo. How are you?
Good. Now, we wanted to talk about what's happening around town at the moment, police-wise, starting with there has been a little bit of a spike in theft around town.
Yeah, that's right. Look, there's just over the last couple of weeks, we've had a number of push bikes and other items like fridges, small fridges stolen. So the majority of them have been through, some of our offenders are going through unlocked side gates. So I just urge the public, if you're able to put a lock on your side gate, just make it as hard as possible as it is for them. Otherwise, they will get access to your yard and you're going to start losing stuff, and that's the last thing we want to see. And I guess whilst we're on that point, if people see something that isn't quite right, ring us and we'll get out there as soon as we can, because a lot of these times it go with your gut feeling. If you think someone doesn't belong to that house or is caging it out, let us know and we'll get out there as quick as we can.
Now, before we jump into everything that's happening traffic-wise, you guys put up a photo the other day and we shared it yesterday on Facebook about a car that was stopped on the Dampier Highway. Incredible, a real fail when it comes to putting things inside the car. It was sticking out everywhere. A real safety risk on the road.
Yeah, look, I'm flabbergasted when I looked at that picture. It's just dumb. It's dangerous and it's dumb. The car wants to be a prime mover and I guess transform itself into something bigger to hold that width, no issues. But when it's a passenger car, then it's just not good enough. As I said, it's dangerous and we just don't want to see it. And unfortunately, that person, fortunately for the public, unfortunately for that person, they've got a few fines now to deal with. So, don't do it.
Absolutely. Now, what's happening elsewhere in regards to traffic?
Yeah, look, I've just gone through a couple of reports and a few reviews for June. So last month, in York Karratha police stopped 1,050 cars, which was good. We're starting to increase our traffic stops now. COVID-19, unfortunately, is hopefully disappearing in WA. But out of those 1,050 cars, what was disappointing was 27 were over the limit for drink driving. So, which equates to just about 2.5% of all vehicles stopped for June were drunk. So it's not ideal. Need to stop it. Again, I just urge, if you're going out, have a few drinks, plan ahead, get a friend, get a taxi, do whatever you can. Just don't put yourself and, more importantly, others at risk. Also, just while we're on that, for June, there were 66 infringements issued for speeding, so 15 a week. So let's try and reduce that right down. Last thing we want our staff to be doing is giving out tickets, but they will. So we just urge everyone just to slow down. And I guess the good thing, although two still too many, but we had two seatbelt infringements issued for June. Two is too many, but it's very, very low. So we're pleased that most people are wearing their seatbelts. That's leaving it on a good high.
Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto, Woodside, operate Northwest Shelf Projects, and members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Daniel Strawn, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M. Triple M.